Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking at my checking account online today, and there's a $6,732 debit card, and I don't feel that I ordered anything from that.
All right, I can take a look here for you to see actually what's going on with that charge. What is your zip code?
55347.
And your first and last name?
Gail Levi McLeodon.
And can you just verify your address for security purposes for me?
9723 Mill Creek Drive, Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
All right, give me a few moments. I'm waiting on the account below to see actually what you've been charged. And I'm just letting you know I'm still here. It's just taking a minute, a few more seconds. Alrighty, so now I do see where you purchased on May the 6th. You purchased our Home Spa Max Foot for $5.72. After 3 days, you were supposed to have given us a call back to cancel out the Home Spa Foot. If not,
I never ordered that. I never ordered that.
You never ordered a Home Spa Max Foot?
No.
So you're stating that this is fraud?
Yes, and there was another one, I believe, in May.
All right, so I will have to transfer you over to our fraud department because we do take fraud very seriously. So one moment here.
There was another one, in, I believe, in May, too. Same thing, 6732.
I'm going to get you over to our fraud department in a few moments. And I'm almost done here. I'm about to get you over there in a few more seconds.
Do you see the one in May also?
I can't handle this account due to the fact that it's a fraud account. Give me a few more moments. All right, I'm about to transfer you over to our fraud department now. I do apologize about that, and enjoy the rest of your day.